It's late night bingo. I couldn't wait for tomorrow. And I'm here early for the lucky jar. The ladies at the table are talking. They're talking about their grandchildren. One lady is telling us that her grandson was removed from the home by Child Protective Services because he came home from school and says that now he is a girl. Imagine that. The lady told us that it's part of the curriculum to promote transgender identity politics to the children. And her grandson told the teacher that his mom said no. Now the child has been confiscated and put on hormone blockers. And he's only 7 years old. It's the law now, so I guess that's just the way it is. The school brings these weird, ugly freaks into the classroom. That's what she said. Fat, hairy men wearing dresses. I never heard of such a thing. So now they only have visitation rights to see their grandson once every 2 weeks. The rest of the time, the child lives with two gay men. Two gay men who work for the government. One of them has atomic pink hair, and the other one looks like Anton LaVey. Ideological gender fascists. That's what the lady called them. Communists indoctrinating our grandchildren, inverting their natural sexual engrams. Whatever that is. Meanwhile, they're importing low IQ genetic defects from the third world. Mostly all male, too. I wonder why. The ladies were saying that the third world immigrants aren't interested in integrating because the government protects them and gives them free welfare and health care. Money and housing and transportation. The lady across from me said, I wish I was a sub-Saharan subhuman bulb head. And everyone laughed, so I laughed too. Now I have two red daubers. Bingo is about to begin. The man sitting across from me was talking. He was saying that he just bought an instant access pistol safe, and he loves it. He said that we need to glass all their countries, but I didn't know what he meant. He said all the men now are cucked, tucked, and completely mind-fucked. He said that, not me. I would never use those bad words. Not in bingo. Well, now it's halftime in bingo, and I'm going to get some halal dogs. The woman at the counter was wearing a shirt that said, Marxism is intellectual rabies. And she was talking to the man in front of me about how most people these days are soulless homunculi that would just stand there like mannequins if they didn't have the TV telling them what to do. He said, that's a communist concept, better suited for a rainbow concentration camp. And everyone laughed. I don't know if I agree, with that, but those halal dogs are cooked to perfection today. And he said, equality always results in the weak eating the strong. But bingo is starting up again, so everyone is returning to their seats. I gave him one of my halal dogs because it was Ramadan and he was white. I've got 10 bingo cards tonight and I'm feeling lucky. The lady's son, he was there too. He was enjoying himself. He was talking about how Muhammad, the Islamic warlord and predator, would be ecstatic to see his death cult being welcomed across the West. He said Allah is just a moon god and that everyone calls him a neo-Nazi. Whatever that is, the lady he was talking to said, if they cannot defeat the infidel in battle, they'll move to their home countries and overpopulate them. And once they are outnumbered, Islam will dominate. Oh, bingo! Bingo! I won $20. That's better than nothing. Now I can go home happy. Finally, I won.